You're listening to High Frequency Healing on the Superpower Up podcast, the show that explores the awakening of superpowers through higher dimensional healing.
Hello, this is Angela Maria, one of the Superpower Up hosts, and you are listening to High Frequency Healing Show. The only difference between where you are to where you want to be is the actions you take here and now to heal your life. Let's take a deep breath and be here and now. I invite you to enjoy this time together. Here we go. Please help me to welcome Dawn Crystal to my show. We will be talking about energy work through sound. A recognized voice sound healer and medical intuitive, Dawn Crystal is a respected intuitive life coach, soul reader, medium, pain release expert, and best-selling author. She is known as a leading transformational expert incorporating ancient wisdom for modern-day success. Dawn is passionate about helping people clear emotional and physical blockages so they can manifest from their higher selves, step into their full potential, and lead their lives and businesses in ways that align effectively with their soul's purpose. Dawn participates regularly on global teleseminars, radio shows, and podcasts. She was recently interviewed by the Today Show, Dr. Oz, Rachel Ray, The View, among others. Dawn hosts her own radio show, Pain Free, Fast and Easy, on the News for the Soul Network. Please join me to welcome Dawn Crystal. Hi, Dawn. I'm so happy to have you here in my show.
A big aloha to you, Angela, from Maui, Hawaii. Thank you so much for having me here today. I'm really grateful. Thank you so much. I'm really excited.
Oh, this is awesome. Dawn, let's start with, what's your healing superpower?
Well, thank you, and that's a good question. I think I have quite a few, but my main superpower, I would say, that I'm known for worldwide is I'm a voice, sound, energy healer. And most people are curious about what that is. And I would say the easiest way to explain that would be a voice, sound, energy healer. I do it in my own way, which is through my voice. And the sound that comes through my voice is actually frequency. I call it divine frequency from the creator, whatever you believe, if it's God or source or whatever you believe, it's all the same. But it's a vibration that comes through my voice to help others. And with these sounds that come through my voice, which is not any type of language, basically what it is it's just a sound frequency. And I can use these sounds and help others as far as I'm known for worldwide. Helping people get out of their pain issues, as well as I help people with all kinds of emotional issues as well with my sounds. I also am known for my psychic abilities. I help people connect in with their soul stronger. So I consider myself a soul connector, or I call myself a soul reader. And I'm also known as a medical, I call it a medical intuitive. I'm not a doctor or anything. I have an ability to tune into my clients either in person or on the phone or Skype. I work by Skype as well. And I can tune in and find out what's going on in the deep issues that are within my clients, which a lot of times deep issues usually manifest within my clients as pain in the body. And my sounds are like the, I call it the sound frequencies in my voice can actually clear blockage in the body, which causes pain. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the beautiful part of it, as I can do it very fast. I'm known as a lightning speed healer, bringing in rapid frequency from the creator. I call it the creator of all. Whatever you believe, I don't bring religion into what I do, but I bring in the frequencies through my being, and I can help with my sounds to really get people to move these blockages through their bodies really fast. And I do it within minutes. And I also work with people who have had injuries and have just blockage in their bodies, which is very common for me. People who have had accidents and any kind of injury or trauma to the body, my sounds can actually get through the blockages and help create a more of a flow a flow of, I call it energy or chi. Energy is life force energy, by the way, everybody. Mm-hmm. That flows through the body, which flows through your body to create perfect health. We all have energy systems in our body, regardless if we know it or not. But my sounds can actually get the energy systems of your body flowing freely and easily. So this way, I empower you. And when I say empower you, I empower you for your own body to heal itself naturally and much easier, because we all have blockages, regardless if we've had injury or not. Now, some people also require or get blockages also, Angela, from just having emotional pain or traumas emotionally. That could be from traumas happening from early on in childhood or even in later on in life. I've had people with all kinds of emotional issues, and that also causes sometimes, I call it blockage in the body, okay? And I help people clear that as well. And I also want to just mention that I do also help our beloved pets and are also our children. I have people who bring their children and their pets to me for also not for pain issues, but also for just kind of emotional issues, especially animals. I find people bring their animals to me for just simple issues as far as aging animals have hip. I call it the hips. The hips of the animals sometimes need help. And they have pain, so I can do it really pretty quickly with animals, because animals are very open to my sound frequency and they receive these healing frequencies that come through my voice in minutes. So I help a lot of animals worldwide. And I also have parents who bring their children to me, especially with children these days. I find a lot of children are not really peaceful. They're kind of working on, you know, a lot. I mean, we're in the era of computers. So a lot of children's, I call it, are not really grounded in their bodies with their life force energy, because they're too much in the mind. I mean, playing the video games, and that's just what we do these days. We're on the computer, right? So mm-hmm. I will help the child, I call it ground in their life force energy to their body, okay? I do it with my sound. So I can ground people's energy into their body, which is really important to feel more peaceful and more stable and grounded in your body. Now, I do that as well with adults as well, but I also do it with also children and pets. But mainly with the children, I find these days, because of the era that we're in with computers, is that they're not really in their bodies. They're just kind of hovering above their bodies with their energy. And I'm not saying that we're not in our bodies, somewhat of our energy. Of course, we need to be alive. But I'm talking about really grounding in a very our deep life force energy to really sustain our health, and also to bring stability and also clarity into our minds more. Because a lot of times I do find, Angela, with people who are not really grounded into their bodies with their life force energy, is what I'm talking about with our own universal life force energy. We have a tendency to be more scattered in our thoughts mm-hmm. and not really thinking clearly. And that happens with adults as well. But that's pretty much the process I use with everybody I work with. When I start working with somebody, even if I'm working a very short session, I will usually first start with the session of grounding in the life force energy to help the person stabilize and feel more peaceful in their bodies. And then this way I work the energy work through the body of whatever is going on, if it's a pain issue or whatever's going on after that. So this way, when we're done with our very short session, my sessions do not go beyond 30 minutes, by the way, Angela. That just tells you how quick I work. That's very much a miraculous thing. And my testimonials off my website speak about my miraculous fast healing work that's very efficient. I'm very efficient and very thorough and very very fast, because my lightning speed frequencies that come through my voice from the Creator, I call it, or God, whatever you believe, is beyond any words or any language. And without bringing any words or language to my work, really accelerates the healing to go beyond measure, meaning beyond time and space and reality. And healings and shifts in people's lives can happen in moments, in minutes. And, we're kind of all, I call it, we're all kind of wired, Angela, to think that healing has to take hours and weeks and days to heal. And actually, in reality, that's a human belief. And the frequency I bring is beyond all that, beyond all those belief systems. And all I ask is for anybody who receives my energy frequencies that work with me is to have an open state of receiving. That's all you need to do, is just to be open. So that's pretty much what I do.
Yes,
and I hope that explains it.
You almost answered most of my questions. So when I ask you the questions, I want you to expand it a little bit more.
I will.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Number two, would you please take us back to your early years and name one memorable life lesson that is useful for you today in this healing process.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, my life, and I won't go into it right now because I'm writing a book on that, but I've had a very hard life. I actually grew up with a very, very unstable childhood in life. And my life was really chaotic growing up because I grew up with a lot of verbal abuse and trauma. And my family was pretty much alcoholics and drug users. And I watched that my whole life. So I think my life lesson was basically because I did not have many friends growing up. I was pretty much an outcast because I grew up very poor. And I didn't have any friends because I didn't look good like the rest of my friends. So I was really an outcast from day one of my life. And then I went through a very traumatic childhood of growing up with complete physical and mental abuse from my family. Now, the beautiful part about the way I was brought up is I don't look at myself as a victim. I look at myself as a victor. And why do I say that? Because where I'm at today and what I went through as a child and where I'm at with these gifts that have come through me from that childhood has really created a very stable person in myself and a very humbled and a servant to, I call it receiving these frequencies, meaning, Angela, I'm not in my ego at all. Mm-hmm. And I bring a very deep compassion to my work and very humility. I'm just bringing a very compassion to my work to bring in these frequencies to my clients. And that's why these miracles can happen. So I went from very humbled, very hard beginnings in my life. And I was homeless for a while too, as well. And that has brought me to where I'm at today, over 25 years later of me being homeless, by the way. So I'm not anywhere there. I'm very well respected and known worldwide for my miraculous gifts of what I share to the world, which are natural, by the way. There's no drugs at all. It's natural healing. And I think but going through all that, just so I don't go too much off of it, Angela, I think it's just where I started from and my searching in myself to really, I call it, to become more heart-centered, which really kind of pushed me to get to that heart-centeredness because I had to go through really hard times. And my only way to survive some of these hard situations or things I had to cope with as a child was really for me to go in within myself and to connect in deeper into my heart, which was my knowing or my guidance system, which I believe we all have a guidance system, which is in our heart. I just happened to go to that quicker because I had nothing outside myself to go to have a mentor. Does that make sense? So yeah. It was very, it really was a beautiful gift. And it was something that I want to mention to anybody. I would never choose to have this path again. But I know in some part of my being, I probably chose this path in some way, maybe before I came here in this life, to go through that so I could have the heart and the humbleness and really to be out of my ego to serve and be service to others and also to allow these high frequencies to come through me, which would not normally come through if I was really living in my ego. So that should really kind of sum it up, if it does for you, Angela, on that question.
Mm-hmm. And I believe it's really remarkable, Don, that you were able to go through that hard experiences in your life and also be able to switch it, to shift it into a life of purpose that you are just living today. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's beautiful that I can actually, I'm working with people all over the world right now. And I'm also working with medical professionals all over the world as well for their pain issues. So, again, I'm not a medical professional. I don't claim that. But people these days, I feel, Angela, are looking for more natural, holistic ways to heal. And that's all about our new era. I mean, more people are conscious. We're becoming more conscious of what we're eating, what we're putting in our bodies. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's just everybody now. It's just, that's what we're all headed towards, more consciousness, more conscious decisions. So I think I've really come out. I don't think I was in the closet, but I really been, I think it was a divine timing for me to really come out and allow the world to know what I do. And it's so beautiful that the reception, because I do a lot of radio shows and telesummits worldwide ongoingly, of people who have really been experiencing my work has been really, really remark. I just think people's heart and people are really, really accepting it, accepting what I'm doing and really respecting where I've come from and all the people now with all the humble beginnings that I've gone through to really help people help themselves to move forward in their lives, regardless if it's a physical issue or, I also give guidance. I'm intuitive, so I can also help people on a soul level, move forward in your life to really find your true passion and purpose. Mm-hmm. And that's all about, you know, not only being in service to others, but also serving yourself to bring in your true gifts to this world, in your incarnation in this lifetime. So that's pretty, I think that's really awesome that I have that ability.
Yeah. Dawn, where can people go to find out more about you?
Yes, I can give you my website, and it's very simple to find. You can Google me anywhere on the internet. But my website is www.dawn, like the morning, Dawn, Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, healing.com. DawnCrystalHealing.com. And you can tune into all my past radio shows there and also find out other services that I offer. I don't just do one-on-one sessions. I also have many programs, and I have books that I've written. So it's
perfect.
I help people in all different ways.
So when we come back from this short break, we're going to talk more about her healing superpowers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
We're back, and you're listening to High Frequency Healing Show. Today, we are talking with Dawn Crystal about energy work through sound. Dawn, was there a burning bush moment that made your heart desire changing your path in life?
Yes, Angela. Before I was homeless, I was a very respected businesswoman. That was the change in my life when I was living on the East Coast and I was married, and marriage wasn't working, Angela. I just don't want to go in too long, so we don't have a lot of time, but my marriage wasn't working because I didn't know how to love myself. So I've already had two failed marriages in my life because I was looking for love in the wrong places. I'm very depressed at that time of my life because my husband was also abusing me, because that's what I was still attracting. I wasn't totally to the point where I was healing myself. So I was still attracting that negative energy to me. So a positive came out of it, where something in myself, down and out, I was kind of suicidal at that time of my life. And something in myself said, go to the sun. So at that time I looked in a magazine and saw the Hawaiian Islands, and that's where I got my one-way ticket. And at that time in my life, I did get divorced and pretty much gave everything I owned in my life away, including my brand new house I built, my businesses. I gave it all to my ex-husband, my money, and I left with very little money to the Hawaiian Islands and lived out of a car for about 6 months. I'm homeless, and brought only two bags of clothes, my faith, listening to my heart, which I thought was crazy at the time because I wasn't where I was at now, and also $700. And then from there is when I thought I was crazy at that time. I don't know many people who could give up everything. I had a lot of money. Okay. Mm-hmm. I had millions of dollars and I gave it all away. And then that was my test in some ways. So I used to go to the beach trying to calm myself. And that's where these miraculous sounds that come through my voice today, where you really came through my voice at a very low part of my life, trying to get off the streets there so the police wouldn't find me or, you know, put me somewhere, because I was like had nowhere to go. And I would go to the beach and the sounds would start coming through my voice, and they were here to heal myself. They were not here to heal anybody else at the time. And then back then people were not even open to energy healing. There would be strangers walking by me on the beach wondering what I was doing, and they would hear my frequencies. Even though they didn't know what was happening, they were getting healings miraculously from my voice. And these people would sit with me for hours listening to me making sound, and I was helping them too. And this is over 25 years ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this was not anywhere state where people would even be open to holistic healing, or especially sound healing, what I'm doing. And that's where the key turning point in my life was, when I decided to leave everything in my life. I was very down and out, suicidal, took two bags of clothes, my life, my faith, and listened to some part of my heart that said, go to the sun, and lived out of a car for at least half a year. And then my gifts from there grew, and that's where I got on my feet. And here I am today, over 25 years later, helping people worldwide with a gift that's beyond anything. And I don't claim to be any better than anybody, but I have a gift to share with those who are really open to my healing abilities and feel I'm the right person. So I'm very humbled about what I do.
Oh, wow. So you already talked a little bit at the beginning about the process that you follow to heal people, to release themselves quickly from pain. But please share with us, how do you do this energy work through sound? And you said it before, it's that there are no lyrics, it's just your own voice, correct?
It is. There is no instruments. There's no, there's nothing there but my pure sound from my voice that comes through me. And that's, I haven't met anybody that does it like I do. And I think it's because it's my gift. You know, we all have a gift. We all have, and that's really my job beyond just helping people with their grounding in their life force energy, helping people ground in their bodies and helping people out of pain. I help people also find their own true path. And then it's through usually my sound, because my sound can really open things up in people, or I call it awaken things in people that are maybe not awake, that are dormant or asleep. And my sounds can go in and kind of wake you up, but I only wake people up that are ready. Okay. So when I say ready, I'm not talking about a big boom like I went through. I'm talking, it's a subtle, it's a very loving, subtle awakening. Okay. But it's what you're ready for. Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, people come to me, they have no idea what their gifts are or what they're supposed to be doing. And that's, you know, part of the what I do. I give soul readings. So I think I have a toolbox of many different gifts. And each person that I work with, I share it in a different way. I don't use the same cookie cutter type of way of healing people. I just know, and I'm very in tune and very intuitive to know how to work with each individual separately. We're all individual beings. So I know how and what sound frequencies. I use different sound frequencies per person, even though they may sound the same with the sound that comes through my voice. There's always a frequency that's underneath the sound that I'm helping the person or child or animal with. So that's a knowing I have, and that's what I call my true gift. So I hope that answers that for you, Angela.
Yes. You are also an active mentor for entrepreneurs, CEOs, and celebrities. Mm-hmm. Could you tell us more about your energy work with this group of people? Because you also talk about helping them to align with their soul's purpose.
That's all about it. That's what we need to do. We need to bring the body, mind, and spirit together. And I do work with a lot of celebrities and also people in business, because I have programs, I've been on my website, about creating abundance in your life and clearing the blockages that are really in the way of you being truly the abundant, happy being that you truly should be. So, and that's, you know, that's part of my work and beyond just doing the pain. So I work with celebrities. I have a lot of celebrities who come to me. I will keep it confidential, but there's some celebrities that come to me that are actually professional sports athletes. And a lot of those sports athletes have injuries. Okay. And they're open to holistic health, and they need to get back on the playing field, because these people are making millions of dollars every year from their, for what they do. That's their livelihood. So they'll have sessions with me to kind of accelerate their healing. If they've had surgery or if they've gotten hurt on the field, whatever that may be, I go in and just kind of accelerate the healing. And my sounds also clear scar tissue and inflammation in the body. So again, I'm all about helping your body heal itself naturally. But sometimes our bodies and our energy need help to get our bodies into that mode of healing itself, right? That's where I come into my gifts. And then once we can get the scar tissue and inflammation cleared out and get the body to accelerate healing, then the people, whoever I'm working with, their bodies can start healing themselves naturally. And they don't really, you know, need me unless they want to keep working with me on other issues, or we can work deeper on something else that's going on with them. Mm-hmm. And then also, like I said, I work with a lot of business owners with their business. And a lot of times these people will come to me for clearings, not so much on the physical, but we're working in more on the mental blocks of creating more flow of business and more flow of clients, if they want that, or more money in their life. So that's another spectrum or another level that I work with professionals. And I'm pretty well known worldwide for helping people in that aspect, as far as clearing emotional and mental blockages in the way of you being and what you're receiving, what you truly deserve to receive, okay? Your birthright of being abundant. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty exciting, huh?
Yes, it is super exciting. Dan, now let's talk about your unique sound healing CD. tell us a little bit how was this created and if it is already out there so people can buy it.
Yeah, they can go on my website or they can, go to CD Baby. It's called Discover Sound Healing. This CD has been out for pretty much before my book came out. So this has been out for years. And you can, basically listen to the CD. It's all about, it's a meditation of sound. I'm talking and I'm also making sound on this CD. And it's beautiful because it's people listen to this. I can't make any medical claims, but people listen to this and I've received many testimonials about people receiving a lot of healing from listening to it in a very short period of time. Now, some of the testimonials that I have received on my Discover Sound Healing CD is people's chronic anxiety, healing and not really having that. And also I've had people send testimonials of their chronic insomnia. I have people who have sleep disorders. Listening to it before bed has helped them get over the insomnia. So it does clear mental blocks on people. And people also loop the CD. I've also heard people loop the CD for their children if they have anxiety issues as well. So it's not so much the CD is for pain release. It's more for grounding and also grounding in your life force energy and clearing mental blocks, which includes also insomnia. So that's easily found either, like I said, on CD Baby or my website. So I'm glad to share that as well, Angela, with you.
And your community. That's awesome. Thank you so much. And Dan, according to all of these years of experience and all the healing you have done with many people and just putting out there in service all your divine gifts, could you please share with us two steps or tips for anyone to start their healing process?
Absolutely. Yeah, I always tell people that we need to spend a little bit of time every day grounding ourselves to the earth. So, I mean, I know we have winters and stuff, so I'm not expecting people to go sit under a tree in the middle of a snowstorm. But I would say that, because we're all busy in our lives, that we could spend at least 10 or 15 minutes a day, preferably in the morning, to sit in a state of, I call it meditation, where you kind of breathe in, kind of ground yourselves into your bodies. You can imagine yourself just grounding yourself in your body to planet Earth. And also breathing more into the heart. That is where our guidance really comes from, is from our heart. And really trying to connect in with it on a daily basis. I call it, our heart is almost like, it's a communication system that we all have, except most people don't really spend the time to try to connect with that. Or, I'm not saying you need to be a psychic, but, a lot of intuition that you may have may be just simply just trying to, I call it working the muscle into your heart, which is not beyond the physical heart. There's actually, I call it a consciousness there that you can connect to for your answers. And, of course I have the ability because I have a gift beyond just us having everyone having that communication, but that people come to me for, but everybody can kind of take some time to kind of just even to ground themselves in their bodies, because most of my clients, Angela, that come to me are not grounded in their bodies at all. They're actually somewhere above their head in the clouds. And a lot of people become, a lot of people I find are, when you're really not in your bodies, you usually have some kind of cloudiness in your head, which I find a lot with new clients, or kind of feeling not peaceful in your body. It's kind of anxiety, feeling the world's energy around you, which is not always peaceful. And I really think if you can try to sit on the earth and spend a little bit of time every day, just a simple 10 minutes, grounding yourselves in your body is really going to create more of a peace within your being and stability, because I find that most people don't really have that. They're searching for something outside themselves. And really, in reality, we already have it. It's just about connection and finding that time to connect with yourself. And I'm talking 10 or 15 minutes a day. So that's very simple, but it's actually very powerful. Even though it seems simple, it's actually very powerful. And it's actually, if you do it consistently, you'll start noticing a change. And really breathing too. A lot of people shallow breathe. So really breathing more into the belly, deep belly breaths as you're trying to connect in with yourself. Just breathing and letting things go. Just imagine everything just dropping through you all the way, just grounding yourself into the planet Earth and letting beautiful Mother Planet Earth take all your anxieties and all your worries away and just allowing it to melt into the earth. And that's a very simple process that you can do. And it's a very powerful process. And that's something that you can do at any time.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Those are part of my daily routine. It's very, very important for me to be able to be grounded and have more clarity and more energy through all day to do my activities and just keep on enjoying this beautiful life experience I create. Don, let's remind listeners where they can go to find out more about you.
Sure, absolutely. My website again is www.dawn, like the morning, Dawn Crystal, CRYSTAL, healing.com.
Perfect. And thank you so much, Dawn, for sharing your healing superpowers with us and for your time and sharing your experience to the world.
Thank you, Angela, for having me on your show and your beautiful community. And I just want to say thank you. I'm grateful to explain what I do, and hopefully it'll give some hope to other people that there's other natural ways out there to heal. And, you know, all you need to do is just some searching. That's all.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of good things.
And thank you, all of you, for joining us. I am Angela Maria, Conscious Creation. Change actions, shift energy to leave heaven down here on earth. Until our next time. Bye.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.